This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let us get this one out of the way right quick, shall we? Impeachment is in the air, but Wall Street today was distracted by the bright, shiny object offered up by President Trump, a trade deal with China, the president said. And he said it has to be noted without offering any rationale. A deal with China could come, quote, sooner than you think. Wall Street heard that, and the prospect of impeachment-related economic uncertainty fast became a distant memory. So that happened. In corporate news today, not a good one for CEOs. The guy running eBay is out. So too is Juul CEO Kevin Burns. He'll be replaced at the e-cigarette maker by a guy from Altria, maker of actual cigarettes, which owns a 35% chunk of Juul. Juul also said it's going to stop advertising in the United States and won't lobby the FDA on flavored e-cig regulation. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, the company's strategy here does kind of mimic that of tobacco companies of years past.
Juul has an urgent to-do list, beginning with separating its product from a string of publicized vaping-related deaths. Number two, make nice with the Food and Drug Administration.
The long-term strategy is to increase the regulatory compliance, tighten up the way they go to market.
Nick Modi is with RBC Capital Markets. So Juul eliminated some flavors that might appeal to kids. It's suspending advertising in the U.S., said no more lobbying, at least on flavor rules. Modi says there is a reason Juul is sounding so cooperative. It can afford to be. It already dominates the market.
I don't think a lot of the competitors are going to be able to match the regulatory compliance. And so you're going to possibly have a situation where Juul, 12 months from now, is actually in a stronger position.
Sarah Mylove is author of The Cigarette, A Political History. She says Juul is being strategically conciliatory.
Juul's strategy now is to basically behave like a responsible corporate citizen. But actually, the history of tobacco shows that there's a playbook for this as well.
Mylove says tobacco companies voluntarily pulled ads as far back as the 60s to avoid negative attention. Even the company's portrayal of its products as a smoking alternative walks a fine legal line. Lauren Lempert studies tobacco policy at UC San Francisco.
Juul in particular is coming right up to the edge of saying these products are good to quit smoking.
But she says they need legal authorization to say that explicitly, and the FDA hasn't given it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.